This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Debbie Bogle joins us from the United Way, and we've got a lot to cover here today. What were you guys doing? I saw an Instagram picture with you and some folks from Tate and Lyle from London.
Oh, yeah. We met with them yesterday. Just they're on a listening tour of the communities that they're in and about what's happening in the communities and how they can be a part of it. Also with their diversity group to just get a feel for the community and how we can partner on things. And so it was a great meeting. We were excited to be a part of it. Tate and Lyle has been a huge supporter of just everything in our community for such a long time. We're happy to have that partnership and continue with it.
All right. There's interesting stuff. A lot going on out in the community right now. And yet we're also kind of worried about what it looks like on the back end of this. I know every health professional that I've talked to in the last few days is really quite alarmed about what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, it is getting a little crazy out there. We are, really hoping people will continue to get vaccinations. But on top of that, we have the whole eviction moratorium that's about to expire, the federal at the end of this month, and then the state at the end of August. A couple weeks ago, the City of Decatur and Homeward Bound and DMCOC, United Way, several partners, Salvation Army came together, had a couple of meetings for landlords to give their give our information so that we can help them get their tenants to us, but also to see what they need. I mean, these landlords, they get a bad rap, but they're struggling too with, they can't pay everything because they're not getting paid. And so what does that look like? We're working now, coming from the other angle, putting together a group of nonprofits that are dealing with this and having the public that is needing assistance have one place to go for a day where they can get all the information. We can help them, navigate that and hopefully get more folks the help that they need. And also partnering with workforce and EDC to, get information out there about jobs. Like, now's the time. Let's do this before everything kind of ends here in September.
There's going to be, there are a lot of resources. The good news is there's a lot of help and there's a lot of ways to get back into the workforce. And there's a lot of ways people right now are so desperate that you have even more ability to navigate your future because there's a lot of choices, but you have to start down this road. If you wait till all of this stuff ends, you're going to be in an ocean full of people trying to do the same thing.
Exactly. And we started really pushing this with workforce and EDC back in June, I believe, now's the time. Let's, there's these resources. Let's get you on the right track. It won't affect your unemployment. But let's be proactive about that. And so we don't know what it's going to look like. And the additional unemployment benefits, and all of this ends at about the same time. So this could be disastrous, and we're trying different angles to prevent this. There's a lot of money here right now, but it is a little overwhelming for some folks to find all the information that they need and get it back. And it sounds like it could be easy, but it is, sometimes going to Social Security office, going and getting a new ID for your children. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's lots of barriers that we don't think about. You can't just go and fill out a piece of paper and get this. There has to be some accountability to go along with that. And so it's been a struggle for some folks. And, I was watching the news last night, and I can't remember where it was from, but, everybody's facing the same problem. But one of the things is people are trying to, they don't have internet in their homes. They don't have, computers in their homes, a lot of folks. And so they're trying to fill out these applications on their phone. And I mean, it's harder to do some of this stuff. And so we're trying to take those pieces away. Even, just the rent, the mortgage, the power bills. I know DMCOC, starting in September, they're going to have a lot of money to be able to help people with power bills. But we have to get those people there. We have to find a way to get this information out and make sure we're reaching the right people that need this help. It's there. We just got to help them get it.
All right. And then I think the other factor there is that there's a lot of people who have needed help for the first time who, I mean, they don't know how to do this. They might even be embarrassed to ask or inquire. These Alice families that we've talked about, you know, that were getting by and not, you know, having to be subsidized by this program or that program, and this interruption or this last year and a half or health costs, whatever it might be, you can factor in 1,000 things. They don't really even know where to start.
Right. They don't know it's for them. And that's something that we've been talking about for a long time. But also, when you attach COVID to it, a lot of people just automatically think, well, that doesn't apply to me because I didn't have COVID, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But there's second and third order effects. Like if your kids are out of school, if, you know, and you don't have daycare is a huge problem. And so if you don't know, at least ask, because there is help, and it doesn't have to be directly that you had COVID. In order for this to apply, we found that was a huge barrier that people were thinking, I can't, this isn't for me. And so, you know, people that were middle class are now those Alice families, and, you know, they really don't know it's for them. They've never had to deal with something like this before. And so it's so much easier, I say this all the time, to keep somebody where they're at than to take somebody that was maybe middle class, lower middle class, and then now they're potentially going to be in poverty. It's so much harder to bring them back up to that, you know, Alice family middle class level. If we can help keep people where they're at, keep them in their homes, it's so much. It's less expensive. It's quicker, and it's a lot easier
and better for them.
It really is. We don't want to wait and help people once they're, you know, at the bottom and, you know, desperate. Homeless, whatever the case may be, we want to make sure that we can keep them where they're at for now and help them along that path.
All right. One of the things you have coming up in August is the 2021 Run United 5K and the Oakwood Block Party, right?
Yes. We are so excited to be able to do this again this year. Obviously, last year, a lot of things didn't happen. It was a virtual run, but we're excited to partner with Kyle and Donna Mae on this. They've been huge supporters with Ride United, Run United, and all these things, and Rock United. And so we're excited to get out there and be able to have this run. And so it'll be fun. So you can sign up on our website. It's August 21st. Also, Dolly Parton Imagination Library. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. We are so excited about this. It's a great partnership with the Community Foundation and United Way. And it has just gone from the estimates of how many people we were supposed to have, we've already exceeded, you know, a year and a half. So it, you know, it's way exceeded what we were expecting. But we're not done yet. And it's not only a book, we have other things that are going to be happening where we partner with Baby Talk. We're partnering with DMCOC to make sure we're reaching out to those, different organizations to make sure we're reaching every child to get them signed up for this. It's really important that we start that process and get some books into kids' hands, and it can really make a difference.
Deb, we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if people want to help, uwdecatur.org is the website. You can find in anything we just talked about or anything else the United Way is involved in, which is a lot. Just go to uwdecatur.org.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.